This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. There's a memorial in Key West to mark the burial site of Africans who were rescued from a slave ship in the 19th century but died on the island. And there may be more graves under an area that's currently used as a dog park. In the spring of 1860, the U.S. Navy captured three American slave ships on their way to Cuba. Even though slavery was still legal in the U.S., importing slaves had been outlawed since 1807. The ships were towed to Key West, the nearest American port, with more than 1,400 Africans aboard. Many of them were desperately sick from the journey in terrible conditions. Almost 300 died on the island, and they were buried on the southern shore. 15 years ago, local historians used ground-penetrating radar to look for the graves in an area that is now a county park.
Very clearly, the African cemetery was still there. It was unmarked. There was a volleyball court on top of it, picnic tables sitting on top of it. But there were graves there, buried in that sand.
Corey Malcolm is the director of archaeology at the Mel Fisher Maritime Museum. That area now has a memorial and markers explaining its significance. But the first survey only found 15 graves. More research showed most of the graves were probably moved inland when the West Martello Tower was built on the shore. So in 2010, the county and researchers looked in the rest of the park.
There they are, and we're pretty sure we found the rest of the bodies.
That area is now used as a dog park. Monroe County this week announced plans to move that part of the dog park. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.